Well, hello everyone. This week, we're going to be talking about the return of great power politics to the world. I believe that the showdown between Trump and Zelensky, which set fireworks over the weekend, I did a stream on Saturday. In fact, I did a stream on Friday night, which I'm going to be quoting from. I did a number of rants, which I've pulled out because I think they're worth isolating and talking about a little bit more. So if you haven't seen that stream, you should watch it in full. But I think one of the people who's been vindicated here is a chap called John Mearsheimer, who does a lot of streams on Judge Napolitano, and you know, you'll see him around the place. There he is, as Machiavelli there in the top left. And he's written a number of books. Probably his most famous book is the Israel Lobby. But he is also, you know, probably the world's leading international realist. He's from the realist school. And he's written a number of books. One is How States Think, The Rationality of Foreign Politics. Another great book of his is The Tragedy of Great Power Politics, where he talks about, you know, the things that led up to the two world wars. And I mean, just before we get into the clip I'm going to play from the stream, it's worth mentioning, like, what does Mearsheimer mean by rationality, and what is he talking about when it comes to realism? And really, a lot of Mearsheimer's work is about the fact that when you strip away a lot of the rhetoric, a lot of the ideology, when push comes to shove, nations are still basically states, as he calls them, are basically self-interested, rational actors. And their behavior is seldom, quote unquote, irrational. Whether you're talking about people like Saddam Hussein and Colonel Gaddafi and Putin, or you talk about even the Western powers. He does have some examples of quote-unquote irrational actions that states have taken, and generally that is when their leadership become possessed by a certain type of idealism, and this idealism that Mearsheimer talks about would be recognizable to all of us as or what I have codified before as boomer truth. That is the notion that you are the good guys, right? We are the good guys in the West, and we're fighting the bad guys, you know, all around the world to bring liberal democracy to them. The good guys are liberal and democratic. The bad guys are autocratic dictators. The good guys are Churchill and the bad guys are Hitler, over and over again. And, you know, some of the examples Mearsheimer points to in that first book there, How States Think, are examples of when this kind of moral rectitude takes over in foreign policy, and it generally leads to bad outcomes, especially when America have done it. So basically, we're seeing a return to realism and also a return of great powers. Now, what do we mean by great powers? We've had one global hegemon for most of our lifetimes, certainly since the fall of the Berlin Wall. So since the end of the Cold War, there was what they call the unipolar moment. We are now going into a situation where we're seeing a return of competing interests, you know, large powers who have significant militaries, significant economies, and spheres of interest. And the Ukraine War represented Russia attempting to assert its great power sphere of influence, okay, its sphere of influence, which obviously includes Ukraine, which is on its border. Now, a lot of the regime types, the Rory Stewarts, the hysterical British media, are operating on the old unipolar assumptions, whereby NATO and America get to dictate what happens anywhere in the world, where the self-interest, the interests of great powers like Russia are not respected because the hegemon is held to be supreme. That moment is now ending. So with all of that said, I'm going to play a clip from my stream from the weekend, and then I'll say a few things when I come back. NATO was defeated by Russia. That is what has happened here. It has shown that NATO are not invincible. It has shown, basically, that we no longer have a global hegemon that gets to dictate what happens in everybody's backyard. Okay? This is a hugely significant moment. It's the end of the end of history. It is the return of history. It is the return of great powers. And it is the return of a much more brutal realpolitik, which this meeting that between Zelensky and Trump here is quite representative of. You know, big man politics, great nation politics. Tremendous development. In general, we're not talking about the world's global policeman anymore. This is far away from Robert Kagan situation. And even the way in which, let's pretend that they did do the mineral deal. This was a very, 19th century way of deal. I put out a number of polls on Twitter earlier this week where I was asking people, have you heard of Nelson? Have you heard of Wellington? Have you heard of Palmerston? Have you heard of Salisbury, right? This was some Palmerston, Salisbury style, 19th century fucking straight up great power stuff. And I'm kind of I don't know, I dig that. You know, there's no reason why America shouldn't behave like that. Why? Why do I believe this? Because for the past 80 years since World War II, we've been operating in a paradigm where foreign policy was looked at in moral terms. Moral terms. Foreign policy is not moral. Nations are not kind of moral propositions. They work in their own interest, in their self-interest. International Relations 101. And Trump is just dropping all of that crap, basically. And it's about time. It's not a minute too soon. You know, there was an extremely good stream earlier this week with Dr. David Starkey. It was an interview with Steve Edgington on GB News. Was very, very good, where he talked about a lot of this stuff. In fact, it was so good, I was like, that sounds like me talking. He's like literally taking the words out of my mouth. He was actually getting towards attacking what I would call boomer truth. And a lot of the things I've talked about. So that was really refreshing to hear. My hope is that if America goes in this direction, eventually the European nations and this nation, Britain, will wake the fuck up and stop all of this nonsense. What do I mean by nonsense? Stuff like, it's really important to have our, become a soft part, what do they call it? A humanitarian superpower. What does that mean? Oh, we've built a lot of girls' schools in Africa. We're exporting feminism to Afghanistan. I mean, fuck off, all of you. David Cameron and Johnson, and they're all the bloody same. All of them. Starmer was a human rights lawyer. Honestly, it could be the end of what we call human rights. And again, what are human rights? They were basically just made up in 1948. Suddenly, somebody declared somewhere, oh, there are these things called human rights that are sacred now. all a load of bollocks. Not a minute too soon. Oh, yes. There it was. I thought that was a little bit that was worth isolating, editing it together and pulling out for this video. And, you know, the thing is that even though I support this return of great power politics, the return of history, if you read Mearsheimer, he is aware of the fact that, the unipolar moment does come with certain benefits, right? More stability, right? The great power world is more unstable. It's more anarchic. And it has a greater propensity for war, for actual violence and conflict to break out. That's why he calls it the tragedy of the great powers, that book. And, you know, there was a lot of bloodshed in the 20th century. Let's not forget it all ended in World War One, and then an even bloodier war in World War Two. And of course, as we've seen, Russia and Ukraine has been a very bloody war, even if you include Israel. As a return of this way of doing politics, it's been grisly, it's been ugly, and this may be the cost of losing the global hegemon, the world policeman, is that there will be a return of conflict. The thing is that this is one of those truths that people like Spengler, Vico, all of those cyclical theorists I've talked about, Carlyle. They're all aware that you need conflict, you need struggle, you need these sorts of things to happen in order to produce what we call the greatness of civilization, right? And without it, you get, remember the whole meme? You get the weak men creating hard times, you get the feminization, you get people going soft, you get decadence. You get a kind of societal wide effeminacy, really, and cuckoldry that breaks out that results in some of the maladies of our time. The ridiculous social liberalism we've all had to put up with, mass immigration, no higher values other than eating your slop and watching your Netflix and so on. I mean, okay, it's a comfortable existence, but you're living as a herd animal with no higher ideals. Okay, so, I mean, a value-free way of saying this would be, well, there are pros and cons of each of those things, right? The con of the great power politics may be that, to create the strong men, there may have to be some hard times. But you think about Russia, okay? Is it weaker for having gone through the war, or is it stronger? And I would argue that it is stronger. Its men have experience. It has, out of the rubble, it can say that it was able to do something. And this is one of those things. This is one of those hard truths that people like Rory Stewart and Alistair Campbell and all of these other mouthpieces for the regime don't want to face up to, because the liberal way has been a retreat from real politics, not just from realpolitik, but from the actual the reality of the world. It's been a retreat, it's been an attempt to say actually none of that stuff matters, and you can just have this world of where it's only iPhones. Yeah, the only thing that matters is buying things through your iPhone. So there it is. All right, I will just remind people by courses at the Academic Agency, Foundations of Shakespeare, my latest one, the Trivium, the bestseller there. If you want to, see through rhetoric, you can pick up Foundations of Rhetoric, Foundations of Logic, the writing course. To think clearly, you need to be able to express yourself clearly, write clearly. All of those great courses and more at the Academic Agency, and I will see you tomorrow, where I'll be talking more about this. I'm going to be talking about this all week pulling out little bits of that stream I did, because I thought I was kind of on form on that stream, and I want to pull out these things and think about them more, you know, in the sobriety of day. See you tomorrow, everyone. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.